I'm ready, Randy.
Mm-hmm. Alana?
Yep.
Okay, whenever you're ready. We'll call this meeting, special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is 9.04 a.m., August 15, 2017. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission. With me is Commissioner Fedorchak. And calling in via the phone lines is Commissioner Karasius. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you?
No opening comments for me. Thank
Commissioner Karasius?
No opening comments.
Okay, so we only have the one item on the agenda, and so I would entertain any motions that might be out there. Then I will move that the commission continue the hearing on investigation currently scheduled for August 17, 2017 in Dakota Access LLC, Dakota Access Pipeline Project, citing application case number PU-14-842.
Second.
I'm recognizing the fact that there's, you know, two different paths here with different cases regarding the Dakota Access Pipeline. And yesterday on the other track, this commission made a serious offer to settle on that other issue. And I think that that offer has the potential to minimize procedural delays and some very costly proceedings. And the opportunity for acceptance of that is open until August 24th. So it's not a long window. I expect the company to take that offer seriously. And in the same thinking, and I should say at about the same time, as a matter of fact, my copy of it actually was handed to me during the meeting on proposing that settlement offer. But Dakota Access actually didn't make a settlement offer, but I don't know what the exact terminology would be, kind of requested the delay in the hearing that's scheduled for Thursday on this investigative hearing so that discussions could be had because of their belief, and as the letter said, the belief that issues can be narrowed or resolved completely. And so, as I said, I expect them to be taking our offer, which I think is a serious offer, and I expect them to be taking it seriously. So I just felt that we need to move forward and take DAPL's effort to move forward with a settlement on the investigative procedures seriously as well. And so that's why I'm making the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, thank you, Randy. from my perspective, I think we should proceed with the investigation as we've scheduled it. And I think it's because there's a misunderstanding about what's happening on Thursday. It isn't a trial. There isn't even a complaint yet in this issue. This is the commission trying to gather information and get to the bottom of the issues that were raised by both the third-party construction inspector and then staff. And so all along, this meeting on Thursday was intended to do kind of what the company outlined in their letter to us requesting that it be continued, which is to narrow the issues, identify what are some of the facts and where might there be issues that need to be addressed further and what issues should go away. So I tend to think that Thursday is, we've had that on the books for quite a while now. It is addressing complaints that, or not complaints, but issues that were raised by our third-party inspector in inspection reports that I have on my desk that go back to last fall. So none of this information is sudden or new, or it's stuff that we've been mulling over for a long time and have had a fair amount of give and take with the company and the staff on some of these issues. So I hate to see this slip further. I think that negotiations, if the company desires to look at a settlement, those things should proceed. We made an offer yesterday to go down that path, and it was a very fair offer, and so I think we've taken that step already. And now I think in this case, I think we should stand firm and just let the process that we've laid out proceed as planned. We haven't made any conclusions about any of these issues. We're just gathering information. And I think that's my goal on Thursday. I fully expect that some of those issues would be narrowed through that process. And again, we haven't made any conclusions about those issues that are out there. So I think we should go ahead and proceed as planned and not let that let that date slip and get tangled up in further delays.
Well, I guess it's clear that we're going to disagree on this particular motion, but I want to emphasize I don't disagree with most of what you said. And I guess the reason I see this motion for sure different than you do, I just wanted to emphasize I also don't want to see this delayed indefinitely or even for a long period of time. I mentioned earlier that window on our settlement offer is, I believe, a 10-day window. It's through August 24th, and it takes us about a month to get things scheduled to follow the open records, open meetings rules, and so I don't anticipate waiting for a long period on this effort from the company and from our staff to reach a settlement. Frankly, if they're not making progress on the other one, on this one and the other one by August 24th, I don't think that it probably is going to amount to much. And so I'm open to scheduling something. I've seen a couple of dates even in September that I had open, and I didn't see anything official on commission work, so I don't know about the other commissioners. We haven't talked about that yet, but I would foresee an opportunity to possibly reschedule this even within the next few days, get it on the books for late September or something in case it's not moving forward, but with hopes that progress is made. And if this motion passes and we delay this hearing, arrangements have been made, I'm sure, by company people who have decision-making authority. I would hope that they were taking that investigation seriously and would anticipate being here anyway on Thursday. Our staff time has been set aside for that hearing. I think it would make a great opportunity for them to get in the room and see what kind of progress can be made. So I don't disagree with most of what you said, but I do think that we should allow this opportunity.
And I would again say that the opportunity still exists, regardless of whether we move forward with that investigation on Thursday or not. There's always time throughout these processes for those discussions to continue and for any sort of a settlement to be offered at any point. So I don't see them as mutually exclusive. Those two processes can continue on without us, slipping. The last hearing we had scheduled, the company said, oh, we want to continue that and go a different route with briefing schedules and complaints about the issues that and how we were proceeding on that one. So that one slipped, and I just am seeing a pattern here that I think it's time for us to stop, say, no, we're moving forward with this as planned. All these other discussions can continue on like they could have been all these many months to try to bring resolution. and not you know, extend this yet another month down the road.
Commissioner Crisman, Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
We hear you well.
Okay, thank you. Well, I want to weigh in on this because obviously there are two different routes that we're talking about right now to go down. One is to continue with the hearing on Thursday. The other is to grant to continue the hearing would be the other option. And obviously, there hasn't been a lot of time to really think extensively about this since this just arose. But in my decision, in terms of what I've been contemplating, I'm basing my decision, and it would be to support continuing the hearing based on feedback from staff, counsel on our side of the equation that feels that it could be productive. And that's one thing I would underscore, that this has to be meaningful. It has to be productive. And this is an investigation. So we are not at the point of even having a complaint filed. We're in the investigative process to determine if a violation or violations did occur. I think we can cover more ground, and that's what I'm hearing from staff in terms of best using our time and resources. But again, just to underscore, this has to be meaningful. If the company truly believes that we can move down this path in a quicker, more efficient manner, then I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt on that. But at the end of the day, we'll have to see what the results are. But I'm again then balancing that with feedback from staff on their feelings that this could certainly be productive. I would support the motion based on that.
Any further discussion? Sensing none, we'll proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Crisman?
Aye.
Commissioner Crotchis?
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Nay.
Motion passes.
Okay. I don't have any other business that I'm aware of for this meeting. Did you have anything?
I do not. No.
Commissioner Crotchis, did you have anything else?
I do not.
Good, because I don't think we can add anything to a special meeting anyways. Okay. With that, we are adjourned.
All right. Commissioner Crotchis, Blake Nicholson with the Associated Press. You mentioned that you thought that more ground could be...
Oh.
Hello, Brian?
Yes.
We just want to make sure you're back for media questions.
Okay. Can you say that again?
We just want to make sure you were available for media questions.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Tell him he's on.
Okay. You're live with us in the room here now, and Blake Nicholson had a question for you.
Commissioner, you mentioned that you thought more ground could be covered through these private attorney talks rather than a public hearing. Can you expound on why you think that?
I'm relying on feedback from legal on our side of the equation, and just in having that conversation with our legal counsel, the impression I was under is that
that we could, in fact, resolve some of these, potentially resolve some of the issues at hand and see how far we could get down that path first. So it's really, really based on the company expressing a willingness to try and iron some of these things out, and also from our own legal staff indicating that they felt it would be a productive use of time.
A follow-up question. Just because attorneys can be more frank with one another, with members of the public not in the room, or...
Yes, I think that's always a fair assessment. It, while not an absolute, things tend to move a little faster at times when they can work back and forth with, as you mentioned, not others in the room. But at the same time, I would want to stress that regardless the process and the end result, whatever that might be, needs to be transparent to the public. That is one thing that you do give up. You do give up a degree of transparency when things are worked out behind the scenes. But if the end result reflects the conversation, then you can mitigate any lack of transparency that might have otherwise occurred. So it's just something we have to be very careful with.
I think, Blake, I want to add to that from my perspective. This hearing process, well, this would just be an investigation, but it obviously could potentially lead to a hearing on a complaint case. And so it all becomes part of a long legal record, and some end result would be appealable into court. So it's an important part of the record. And the attorneys in this investigative hearing, just like they would in an ultimate complaint case, are going to follow a lot of legal procedure that's time-consuming and formal. And I think it's not so much a matter of public or not. It's a matter of the informality of it, that, you know, they get into a room for a few hours and can politely interrupt one another and not go on under all the formality of a legal proceeding. I think a lot can be accomplished.
Thank you.
So by continuing this hearing, I mean, I didn't hear another date being set there. Would you just do that at a later time, like setting another date for this hearing, if one even needs to happen?
I would expect so, and one of the things that when this got brought up that our legal counsel pointed out to us yesterday was that since this one was scheduled, witnesses have been detailed who all is coming and such, and that there was a good chance that we couldn't complete this tomorrow anyways, that this could very easily end up being a two-day hearing. And so I think that if we get to rescheduling it, and I hope we do in the coming days here, that we would probably want to look for a two-day window. And so it's not always easy to find those, but it sounded like there would be a lot of witnesses.
I would assume we would reschedule this tomorrow at our, do the notice of opportunity for hearing and or notice of hearing and get that notice started tomorrow when we've got a regularly scheduled meeting.
I really like that idea.
Dave, do you have a question?
Yeah, Commissioner Fedorchak, you said that you're worried that this is a pattern emerging. Could you expound on that a bit?
Sure. Well, we had the order to show cause that we launched in, is that the end of June, Zach? end of May, I can't remember, earlier this summer, we converted the complaint to the order to show cause and move forward with a hearing date for that. And then the company objected to that in a pre-hearing conference and said then we changed course. There was briefs set up for that to address their issues with the process on the order to show cause. So then that hearing was canceled and a briefing schedule was set up. And so that date slipped. That was supposed to be tomorrow. Now we're 3 days out from this investigative hearing, which, again, is just to explore the issues and try to get to the bottom of what is and isn't a probable violation, and maybe none of it is. Maybe that all goes away through that process. That's the whole reason why we pursued the investigation anyway, is because we can't determine with the facts that we have on the table right now whether to proceed with the complaint or not. So this investigation was supposed to be a process to get to the bottom of those issues. So that's set for Thursday, and now that's slipping another month. So I get concerned that we keep pushing things back and just aren't making forward progress. That said, all of this is plowing new ground for the commission. We don't have experience in processing complaints on siting. We're figuring out what is the best process moving forward. And as with anything you do new, it's always going to take a few tries to get it right. And so, just because we're taking this course now, I think that it's still, this commission is serious about getting to the bottom of these issues. We're still, I don't think, backing off in any way on the issues that have been raised by the third-party inspector and making sure that the company is being held accountable for the high standards set up by the permit. And so I think that we're just going to be learning a lot through this process and trying to figure out what is the best way to proceed on these kinds of issues.
If all of you want to comment on this, by doing the action you're doing today, you're taking it on pretty good faith that the company is going to negotiate in good faith as well. Would that be fair?
I think it's very fair to say that. It's my perspective that they made this request and stated a belief in there that they thought there was the potential to resolve some or all of the issues, and at this point, I am willing to take that on good faith that it is in fact a serious effort. In the same way as I expect them to take our proposal yesterday seriously.
I would add to that too that because I didn't think that we should extend this doesn't mean that I don't think the company is operating good faith. I do. I just think that both those courses could have marched down the same path in tandem, but we're going a different course and it'll work out just fine.
Given that you think that both could happen at the same time, do you think this potentially could be a public relations move on the part of the company trying to avoid the spectacle, so to speak, of a day-long public hearing?
I guess I wouldn't get into trying to assign motives to the company. They have representatives here, and you can certainly talk to them about that, Blake.
Bo? Okay. Anything? Okay. All right. With that, we're wrapped up. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.